Well, a new segment we are going to be having here on The Morning Blend is Tech Tuesday with Sarah. Sarah Kenzie is the new digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio, and she's joining us today to give us a little bit of an update on today's email and some of the things you are going to find on that. Hey, good morning, Sarah. Welcome to your new segment.
Good morning, Brenda.
I like the idea of Tech Tuesday. It goes together. And plus, I learned so much. Have you always kind of just been kind of a techie podcasting type of person?
You know, actually, I would say no. I was a little bit behind. I feel like most of my peers, I didn't get a phone till I went off to college. I didn't get an iPhone till maybe 6 years ago. So I've actually been a little behind, but it's kind of fun to catch up a little bit. And I feel like I'm somewhat caught up with the trends now, but they change so fast that sometimes it's hard to keep up.
It's definitely hard for me to keep up. And I'm really excited about being able to talk with you every week. You're going to give us a little bit of update, maybe on some things that are happening digitally on our webpage, but more importantly, what's coming out every Tuesday here at Mater Dei Radio for all of our wonderful listeners who also receive our email. They're going to get a little bit of a special email, and it comes on every Tuesday, and one is coming out today. The first one, I'm excited. I was on vacation last week, so I wasn't around when Brother Louis was in, but he did a great interview last week with David, but then stuck around and did a great podcast for our listeners who are going to be getting the email. Kind of tell us what's in there.
Yes, so I'm really excited about this feature that will be in today's email. So Brother Louis de Montfort from Mount Angel Abbey, like you said, he came into the studio. He did an awesome interview with David, but then he recorded this beautiful meditation on Saint Joseph. And Brother Louis has been very active giving retreats, especially on the topic of Saint Joseph this year. And so he just has so many beautiful things to say about the life of Saint Joseph, about how he's really a model of love and of suffering, and how the Gospels don't say very much about him, but they say all that they need to say in a few short words. And it's just beautiful. You draw some beautiful comparisons between the birth of Christ, the burial of Christ, and in a mystical way that Joseph was part of that. And it's just, it's wonderful. It's about, I want to say 25, 30 minutes long. And it's going to be exclusively in your email. Since it was a little too long for a segment on the morning show, but we really wanted to share this with the listeners because it's so beautiful. We're right in the middle of the year of Saint Joseph. It's still going on until December. So we just thought it was a really timely way to share that with our listeners.
Well, we were just talking about this particular podcast in our staff meeting, and I'm really excited to listen to this too, because it sounds to me like the Holy Spirit was moving through Brother Louis, because he had just a few notes and then just had this beautiful reflection that just was absolutely inspired. I'm looking forward to that. It is Tech Tuesday here on The Morning Blend. Our digital media manager, Sarah Kenzie, joining us today, giving you a little bit of insight of what our weekly email is going to have in it. Sarah, one of the great things that I get to do is about every other week or so, Terry Ross, the host of Glory of the Mass, comes in and he records his show. And typically, he and I have an opportunity to preview one of his shows. I must say, I knew very little about classical music, but this week our listeners who may also not know a whole lot about classical liturgical music, they're going to get a little bit of a preview of his weekly show.
Yes. So the other section in our email that's going out this afternoon is we always highlight one of our locally produced shows. And so this week we're going to highlight the Glory of the Mass. And so you'll get the episode that is for next Sunday, which is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And so we'll just send that straight to your inbox. You can open it up. You can listen to the beautiful music that Terry has picked out and the reflections. And it's such a great way to get ready for the coming Sunday. I think sometimes in Ordinary Time, maybe we don't think about, you know, that there's a lot of like rich rich lessons in the scriptures during ordinary time. And so this show is a really great way to prepare yourself for Mass in the coming week.
So, Sarah, this is my suggestion for listeners who get the email, get this show, download it to your phone. And then when you're stuck in traffic on Friday afternoon, because let me tell you, we're pre-pandemic traffic levels again here in the Portland area, it will be impossible for you to have any type of road rage while listening to the show. It is incredible. And then lastly, Sarah, before we go, we also are starting to include kind of one of our highlight events that are coming up. Holy Rosary Church, they are taking Christ to the streets. This is a great event. Tell our listeners about it.
Yes, so this coming weekend on Saturday, July 24th, Holy Rosary is going to be doing the Stations of the Cross on a 3-mile walk around their neighborhood. So they're inviting everyone to come join. It's from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And I think they're going to have some pizza and drinks afterwards. It just sounds like an amazing event. Brother John Paul from Holy Rosary talked with Aaron last week about this event too. So we'll also include a link to that interview as well. And we're just encouraging everyone to join.
Oh, it's going to be a great event. The weather is going to be beautiful. I think this is also another way that Holy Rosary is really starting to kick off their youth program again at Holy Rosary. And Sarah, just before we go, can you remind our listeners, if they are not receiving these emails, and I know they're going to want to receive them, how can they get signed up to receive the weekly email blast?
Yes, so it's pretty simple. You go to materdayradio.com and you'll just scroll down just a little bit and you'll see a blue button right in the middle of the page and it says sign up for email updates. You click that and you sign up and it just takes a few minutes and then you'll get this email every week and we handpick a few of these highlights like we did this week. And so we're excited to share that with you.
Oh, I encourage all of our listeners to check it out. Sarah, thank you so much for your time today.
You are welcome.
And while you are on our webpage, be sure to check out all of our locally produced shows and the great new look Sarah has set up for our webpage. And you're going to find it all at materdayradio.com.